Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here's Chino. One on, two out, pitch is swung on and drilled. The deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. The Fan Chino with two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
There's something in the air. You got your boy on air till 2 a.m. This is going to be a generational episode. This is going to be one of those nights again. 877-337-6666. A hot-ass day in the city. The city is on fire. Obviously, the Yankees handle business, taking the series from the Houston Astros. After putting 10 on their heads, they follow it up with 9, bunch of home runs, and man, something special went on in the Garden tonight. If you were there, call me up. Tell me how it felt. I was a little worried, but there were ghosts in the Garden, shades of Willis Reed, and man, as I watched this Knicks team, they just wanted more. Hartenstein will dive on the ground, give up his body, because they wanted more. They're banged up. They're hurt. They don't care. There's no excuses because they want it more. The boogeyman said he was coming to town. Knicks fan said, F you, Reggie. You look like a boogeyman. He's not doing nothing on the call. Shut up. I'm watching this game tonight. And of course, the Pacers come out with the right energy. It's game two. You better have the right energy after losing the way you did in the first game. They're talking about Tyrese Halliburton and how he didn't shoot enough and he put the game on himself. Yeah, he didn't shoot enough in the second half either. There was nothing there for him. Don't let the box score fool you with that 34. He had 22 in the first half. And when I'm looking at the Knicks, yo, they're obviously missing Julius Randle. They showed Julius with the Tupac shirt and the Yankee fitted on. And I'm like, man, Julius, you sure you can't go? You can't come back? Because they need you, man. And if you listen to me talk about the NBA playoffs, I talk about how every year it's impacted by injuries. I talk about how every year somebody is missing a vital piece. And in the beginning of that game, Jalen Brunson hurt his hand. He only had 8 minutes in the first half. I'm like, this isn't it, man. This is no good. The Knicks go down 10 points in the first half, and you're thinking, hey, if Brunson does not return, they're cooked. That's the one guy that they can't afford to lose. That's the one guy that if he's out, they can't win without him. 877-337-6666. 6666. And old school Knick fans on Twitter start talking about Willis Reed. And then we start getting updates and we start getting reports, right? Fred Katz put out, Willis Reed famously jogged out of the tunnel, surprising his teammates in Game 7 of the NBA Finals exactly 54 years ago today. So I start thinking, oh, I know about those ghosts up there in the Bronx. Are the ghosts of Madison Square Garden going to come alive? Is Willis Reed going to help Jalen Brunson get this team to the finish line? Because I also saw some people online talking about, if Jalen Brunson is hurt, rest him. If he's just out there to be a decoy, shut him down. It's only one game. No, it's not, silly rabbits. It's game two in your building. If you go up 2-0, you're in the driver's seat. Now with these guys banged up, like we saw OG Anunoby with the hamstring late, now obviously Mitchell Robinson is out. Bojan Bogdanovic is out. Jalen Brunson's going to be feeling it tonight. Hartenstein and Josh Hart, all these guys are going to be feeling it. The big sneeze, Precious Achiuwa, needed him tonight for the Bronx, from the Bronx. Jericho Sims is glued to the bench, didn't need him at all. You actually got to see Alec Burks for 44 seconds. But man, it's just, I was saying this last night about the Knicks, it's remarkable. The Pacers can take four or five guys off their bench, it doesn't matter. Tom Thibodeau is going to play the guys that he trusts. He's going to play the same guys, and they're going to play the same way. So for everybody out there saying, if the Knicks keep playing this way, they're going to lose. No, they're not. This is how they win. 877-337-6666. They're going to out-hustle you. They're going to out-rebound you. They're going to keep passing the ball until they find the open guy. And even with Jalen Brunson down, right, they kept pace. I know they were down a half, but it didn't matter. They doubled them up in that third quarter. They outscored them 36-18. I'm like, yeah, the ghosts are activated. And not one Knicks fan was worried. You knew it was a second half game. Once Brunson came out first to warm up and got those applause, MVP chants, you knew what time it was. Predictable. Fred Katz said Jalen Brunson just walked out onto the court to a standing ovation. He's taking free throws as the rest of the team emerges from the locker room. MVP chants have broken out. Movie, motion picture, film for the world to see. Nationally televised game. Hello, are you not paying attention? That's the only NBA playoff game on tonight. And the Knicks do it again. 130 points? The over hits way over. And all I hear is, oh, they can't score that many. Man, it does not matter. Night in and night out, they find a way. Night in and night out, this Villanova 3, their DNA has spread through the whole team. Their pedigree has spread through this whole team. It is remarkable to see. And it doesn't matter if Brunson is down, Bogdanovic is down, Julius Randle is down, Mitchell Robinson is down, OG goes down. Next man up, get it done. We're not losing this game. We're in the driver's seat. So I know I came out and said it's going to be Knicks in 7. Maybe if they rest this next game, but so what, man? Live in it tonight. Enjoy it tonight. Man, I stepped outside tonight in shorts and a t-shirt. I stepped outside this morning in shorts and a t-shirt. I saw a post that tonight was the last sunset before 8 p.m. until we get to August 11th. It's summertime. The vibe is right. Knicks fans, call me up. Yankee fans, I know you're on the line as well. But that is a game with Reggie Miller on the call. With the Pacers thinking that they had it again. TJ McConnell's weird-looking ass. Andrew Nembhard. Aaron Naismith. Pascal Siakam. Obi Toppin. Sorry, bro. You're on the other side. The Knicks are making it happen without you. And Tyrese Halliburton, don't matter what you do, man. You're going to need heroics because these guys never say die. These guys refuse to lose. They want it more than you, and it's evident for everybody to see. 877-337-6666. Let's get right to the phones. I know we got to go to break, but I want to bring in at least somebody to talk about the Knicks. Jason is in Brooklyn. Jason, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, thanks. That was a great win there. I was getting a little scared when they sent, when Brunson got injured a little bit, but he knew exactly what to do, coming back out there, playing like a real MVP. That was a great win right there.
Yeah, I mean, you should get scared. You should be afraid. That is your MVP. That's the best player on your team. That's the best player in these playoffs. And when he goes down, the Knicks could have absolutely folded. The lead could have grown to more than 10 at half, but it didn't. And they knew, hey, he's going to come back. And they locked in at halftime. I want to know what was said at halftime. I want one of the reporters, Ian Begley, one of y'all, Fred Katz, one of y'all, Christian Winfield, let us know what the conversation was at half with Brunson and that team, because the way that they came out of the locker room and played, I mean, it's a movie.
Exactly. And like you said, going into Indiana right now, up 2-0, you have it right now. You have it.
They're in the driver's seat. So I know we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but I said it on Twitter and I'll say it here again. If OG Anunoby needs a game to stretch, to rehab, to stim, to ice up his hammy, all right. If Brunson needs a game to rest, take care of his hand, any other bumps, bruises, all right. Mitchell Robinson's not coming back. Bojan Bogdanovic is not coming back. Julius Randle, you should come back. But he's not coming back. And they feel like they have enough. These guys are conditioned. These guys are focused. They believe. And the moment is never too big for them.
All right. And just before I go, I got a quick question about the Rangers. When do you think, or do you think at all, will Peter Laviolette put Filippito back into the lineup?
Maybe. There was some talk about that last night. Some people were talking about the boy Trouba and having him sit down. And we've been kind of monitoring the Filippito return. Some people were talking about Rempe. I don't know. I mean, he's been out so long, they might not feel like they need to insert him, and it depends how the series goes, but I think that's part of the story there too. Him coming back just strengthens the team.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Jason. Let's see if I could sneak another call in before we go to the break and the update. John in Huntington, New York, on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, you hear me?
I got you. You're on.
How's it going, man? First time call, a long time listener. I just had a quick question on the Knicks post game. Obviously, these athletes, you know, they're very overworked. You see a lot of these Knicks players getting injured. But I think something that's ignored is also the mental side of it. Do you think that teams like the Knicks and the Rangers should give their superstars a mental health day, like Brunson and Shesterkin, and sit out game three with the 2-0 lead?
I think it's possible. Brunson, they asked him, you're going to be ready for Indy? And he's like, I hope to be. Like, maybe I need to rest this game. And you know, that happens in these series. We've seen that. We saw Embiid take a game off last year against the Celtics, I believe, in that Sixers series. Like, that's how you can play when you're in the driver's seat, right? If you go up 2-0 and you just got to get two games in the next five, you can rest a game. I don't know.
100%. 100%. And, you know, I don't think people realize being in that atmosphere. I was in the Garden today, and it's just, I can't even imagine how these athletes are doing it. I was anxious in the crowd. I had to leave in the third quarter because it was so loud and I was anxious. I had to watch the rest of the game on YouTube TV on my phone.
Wait, you left?
Yeah, it was too loud. I was just anxious.
You were having a panic attack?
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I feel like these guys are pushed to their limits with you know, their mental health with playing. So I think Brunson, if he needs a day off mentally, he should take it for game three. Same for Shesterkin.
Thanks for the call, John. These guys are mentally tough. They wouldn't be on the New York Knicks. They wouldn't be in the NBA if they weren't mentally tough, if they weren't just on that level of being able to handle that. I think that's crazy. I mean, I just was saying, not one Knicks fan left. I couldn't imagine being in there and it being so much that you got to dip and watch it on your phone. I'm not leaving my seat. I don't know. Everybody's different, though. Protect your mental space. Do what you got to do. So you can survive these playoffs, because every night has been ridiculous. Every night has been edge of your seat, heart beating, heart racing, don't know what's going to happen. Every loose ball, every foul, every turnover, every shot. So I get it. But I mean, me personally, I would have just sat there in my seat and melted in my own brain. I wouldn't have left. Nah, I don't know how much you paid for that. Maybe you had a free ticket, John. You don't leave a playoff game. I don't leave regular season games like that. You stay. And, you know, as far as their mental health, that's one thing. I think these guys are mentally strong. But I do think there's a little bit of gamesmanship. There's a little bit of just being smart. You're up 2-0, right? You go to the first game to Indy. The first game in Indy is Friday, right? So tonight is Wednesday. They'll have all day tomorrow to not rest, but travel, fly to Indiana. And they'll practice and they'll see how they feel. And maybe you see some guys get off the bench. Maybe you see the Knicks rest Brunson, rest OG in an attempt to get them right for the rest of the series. And Indiana's a lame place to go, lame place to be. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they do play that type of game where they rest a little bit.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.